Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, May 21st, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And as I've been doing recently, want to let folk know that there is a Prince Songs page near the top of the blog page where you can also reach the PDF for these shows. And the current draft uploaded this morning is 726. Sisters and brothers, Proudhon made an important point in our May 14, 2017 show last week. He said that government was not possible while property exists. And I'm referring folks to the audio file from our May 14th show called Property Makes No Government. And for anyone who didn't hear those early Proudhon shows, Proudhon defines property as the sum of the abuses of property, essentially, by which he means accumulation for the purpose of accumulation, or accumulated means that are used destructively. So I hope you, maybe if you have not heard the earliest shows about a year ago, I hope you check those out. Today he's going to reiterate his point by saying that politics is the science of liberty. And I hope folks are picking up on the fact that he is giving us a new vocabulary, or he's giving us terminology that is opposed to the rule by the few. And so this is important discussion, I guess I should say. And to talk about the fact that in order to begin envisioning and making it concrete in our minds the world we want, we have to create fresh language in order to do that. We can't use the master's tongue. Politics is the science of liberty, says Proudhon. The government of man by man, under whatever name it be disguised, is oppression. Society finds its highest perfection in the union of order with anarchy. And that would be then freedom in voluntary association naturally creates order, a natural order. So you see, controlling the definitions is everything. Owning the lexicon, always critical for the viability of the power guys, for the viability of the power guys' cons, i.e. the invented stories and lies that keep we the people in harness, supporting their elevated status, class, whatever the scope of the cons, has never been more important to the maintenance of their privilege than right now. And privilege, the way I'm using that word, is defined as the power to make the decisions that determine what happens. And that's important for us in our creation of our lexicon to understand in this moment, because they have been, it's quite obvious from my regular scanning of the New York Times that they are attempting to make it, to make wealth the problem. They don't want attention on the fact that there has been an organized group of folk, including people like Henry Kissinger, I am convinced, because they out themselves with their, when we get access to their policy statements, by what they are pushing. And it's not about money for these guys. Money is about means to get done what they want to get done. What they want to get done is essentially fascism. They might call it totalitarianism. They might call it Plato's Republic. That's been their playbook for the last 2.5 centuries. So privilege, I think it's much more important for us to understand by that word how the decisions get made that shape the world globally, that can determine what work gets done. And of course, for that, yes, you do need accumulated means. And financialization has been a key tactic for accomplishing that. What work gets done in the global social arrangement as a global social arrangement, that is to say, global planning as the tapestry within which our nations ply their gifts, is key. Because that's their thinking. They want to claim the world. And as we reclaim our nations, we have to interlink our conversations and our aims So that we are all clear that the ultimate goal is freedom for all globally. And we have to help each other. We have to get to the point that when Greece calls a one-day general strike, we're right there. Yeah, let's support them. We have to support each other. And there's been a lot of one-day strikes happening all over the world. We need to find means. Social media is obviously the way, which is why it's being targeted. So let's keep in mind global planning as we develop our ability to reshape the nations we live in. Because what we want, the current global social arrangement is class. What we want is the opposite of class, as class shapes us to see abuse of each other and the earth, and as normal, and to accept misery and pain as normal, as so supposedly part of the human condition. This is hideous. Babies no different, but we're conditioned not to believe them and then teach them that they're wrong.